It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. Today I'd like for us to look at the subject of forsaken, the inseparable Trinity. What is the definition of the word Trinity? Well, Merriam-Webster says this, it's inseparable. In other words, it's incapable of being separated or disjoined. Always together, never apart. Well, the cross, viewed through the lens of Psalm 22, is this. Psalm 22 and verse 1 says, to the chief musician upon Ajalai Shehar, a psalm of David, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Jesus quotes Psalm 22 and verse 1 in Matthew 27 verse 46, where he says, in about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? And that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Well, Jesus, quoting Psalm 22 and verse 1 in Matthew 27, verse 46, is not a statement of despair, but that of messianic prophecy. You see, the rabbis and Jews knew the whole psalm. Jesus, in quoting Psalm 22, was reminding the Jewish leaders and the Jews of the prophecy concerning his crucifixion. Well, we see the fulfillment of the prophecy in Matthew 27, verses 39 through 43. It says, and they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, thou that destroyest the temple, and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise, also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, he saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. Well, in Matthew chapter 27, verses 39 through 43 that we just read, we see the fulfillment of what was prophesied of in Psalm 22, verses 7 and 8. It says there, all they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. And then we read in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 35, where it says, and they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. Well, in Matthew chapter 27, verse 35, we see the fulfillment of what was prophesied of in Psalm 22, verses 16 and 18. Where it says, for dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. Verse 18 of Psalm 22, verse 18 says this, they part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. You see, this was when Christ was dying on the cross of Calvary, when he went to the cross of Calvary, it was the fulfillment of prophecy that these Jews, these Jewish men and the people, they were familiar with the scriptures. They said they followed the scriptures, but they evidently did not follow what God was saying here. The Old Testament prophecy, they were blinded. They did not see this. In Psalm 22 and verse 24, it says, for he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. In Psalm 22 and verse 24, it says, we see the ultimate vindication of Christ. God the Father had not hidden his face from him. He heard his voice, according to Psalm 22 and verse 24. But was Jesus, was he truly forsaken? Well, John chapter 16 and verse 32 says this, "Behold, the hour cometh, yea, and now is come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone." This is Jesus speaking now. "Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." You see, this was just before the Garden of Gethsemane. Matthew 26 and verse 36 says, "Then cometh Jesus with him unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder." Well, Jesus was never apart from God the Father, according to John 16 and verse 32. And then we read in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" See, Jesus was never apart from God and the Holy Spirit. In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14, we see all three persons of the Godhead. That's the Trinity. They were represented at the cross. Christ, the living God, the eternal Spirit, and God the Father. That's according to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14. In Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18, it says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost." Jesus was 100% man, according to Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. And we continue reading in verse 23 of Matthew chapter 1. It says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Jesus was 100% God. He was 100% man. Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14 says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 2. It says, "And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." See, God the Father would never forsake, but would accept the sweet-smelling savor of the sacrifice. That sacrifice, Jesus on the cross of Calvary, was the sacrifice. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24 through 26 says, "For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with the blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself." Notice, if you would, with me, Jesus Christ and sin. What about the sin? 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." There has never been a time when Jesus sinned. The Bible says, "who knew no sin." 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 22, it says there that Jesus, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Jesus did not have a sin nature, the same way other people do. Adam was created in innocence. Christ was born sinless. He's God. Jesus is and was immutable. It was impossible for him to sin. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever." Immutability means impossible to sin. Jesus has always been God. He cannot change according to the Scriptures. The Bible reveals the unchangeable nature of God. Malachi chapter 3 in the first part of verse 6 says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." Since Jesus is God, Matthew chapter 1 verse 23 says that, since he is God, he is immutable. It was impossible for Jesus to sin at any time because He is God. He never changes. God is holy, righteous, and true, and He can do nothing inconsistent with Himself. God cannot sin. He is holy. Since holiness, righteousness, and God's other perfections are who God is, if God were to sin, He would cease to be God. What about God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit? What about these three? Well, these three, He is. He, God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, He is the Trinity. John chapter 10, verse 30. I and my Father are one, Jesus said. There was never a time while Jesus was in heaven, on this earth, on the cross, or in heaven now, that He was not or is not God. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. It says, But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. He's talking to Jesus, God the Father speaking to Jesus. Thy throne is forever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of Thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even Thy God, hath anointed Thee with the oil of gladness above Thy fellows. And Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of Thine hands. They shall perish, but Thou remainest. And they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt Thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But Thou art the same, and Thy years shall not fail. Things that were created will change, but Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God, the Holy Spirit. God, the Father. God, the Son. God, the Holy Spirit. God will never change. Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In Jesus Christ dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily, fully. Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead. He's the fullness of the Trinity. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7. For there are three, that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. God the Father is the Trinity. 1 John 5, 7 says that. Acts chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan fulfilled thine heart to lie against the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. The Holy Spirit is God. He is the Trinity. Again, 1 John 5 and verse 7, For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is the Trinity. And I wonder today, have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? He is God. He is the Savior. If you want to go to heaven, you must trust Him. You must say, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I can't get to heaven by myself. I want You to be my Savior. Please come into my heart and save me. I want to go to heaven and I want to see You one day. You are God and I trust You to save me right now. Call upon Him and He'll save you and I'll see you in heaven one day.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.